Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Hi again. Yesterday we talked about goal setting, right? I said there's 60 days left and we want to start looking at our goal setting practices and see what area we could fix it. It's not by accident that people talk about that constantly. And I think one of the issues that we'd ask some of the people that can achieve goals and cannot achieve goals is mastering behavior and habits. Depending on your habit, how often do you set goals or things you know you cannot accomplish, you set them up anyway. You know you cannot do it. It's nothing wrong with knowing that you cannot do something. Why not do things in the truth? Find something that you can do. Let at least this should be an area you can grow in. Or growing in an area can be a goal. It doesn't have to be something, a thing or money. It can be just a simple, this year I'm going to achieve my ability to set up tasks, goals, dreams of things that I truly want and can achieve. And I am willing to do what it takes to make sure that I achieve them. So I'm not going to keep you again. I'm going to share with you three things today again. Okay, so first, from yesterday, we talked about know what you want, why you want, and believe in it. After that, you got to make a plan. Having a goal is great. You know what is even better? Having an action plan to help you reach it. Any major goal you set should include an action plan on how to get there. The easiest way to do this is by breaking your larger goals into smaller, more achievable, bite-sized goals. This is why you want to sign up for my course, because I'm going to show how to do that. Once you come on by company, we literally going to have a 5-day challenge after each course where I'm going to plug you in where for 5 days you got to take challenge for those people that are serious. Yeah, they are. Make the plan, and every day we're going to come in, you're going to be accountable for the words and for your actions. Next, be grateful. Have you noticed throughout this whole podcast that I find ways to bring back the word be grateful? You know why? It's stressless. Your brain constantly want to remind you of the mistake or the fear and all the different things that can go wrong. But when you're in your heart, you're grateful, it's difficult to forget what's going wrong, what you don't have. Reaching your goals doesn't really matter that much if you don't take time to appreciate them. Goal achievers know that by showing gratitude for goals they have already reached help their motivation. Even celebrating the smaller victories along the way will keep you in a positive headspace to further attack your goal. I know this to be true. Throughout my PhD process, I've quit so many times because it was so hard. But I had to stop myself from thinking that when it was time for me to really buck it down and decided that I will not spend another year in this program, I kept looking for opportunity to be grateful for things that I already accomplished. I already got approved. I'm already finished my courses. I got people in this journey with me. You know, I listed for every negative thought that went to my head, I did my best to find 3 positive things that I accomplished to think about. That's just another exercise, another tip for another day. And the last one is embrace fear. Whoo! I'm an achiever and a taskmaster. Embracing fear was a challenge for me. Fear is the one emotion that holds us back the most. If you want to move from goal setter to goal achiever, then you need to embrace your fear. Take chances and step outside of your comfort zone. I know I started out my doctorate, you know, being good at math and being in technology, being good at writing. I could write a sentence. I wasn't a writer or anything. But because I was getting so many no's and denied so many times, I started feeling like I wasn't worthy and good enough to be able to finish that journey. So believe it or not, as opposed to inquire positive skill, I started picking up the negative skill. So I started being afraid and anxious. I picked up anxiety throughout my program, or I become aware of it either way, because I was always worried that I was going to get something wrong. They're not going to approve it. That dominated my feeling and paralyzed me. There's a lot of time I couldn't move forward because I was so afraid of being denied that I would just do some crappy work and turn it in just to turn in work. But I didn't turn in quality work because I was so afraid of failing. You know, from some people was afraid of success too sometimes. But this time around, I was just thought I would never get it done because it was so much work. But guess what? It is done. Why? Of faith, perseverance, dedication, delivery. You know how there's three letters. There's a P for perseverance. H, I can't say that word for the hell I went through. And D, because I delivered. I earned those three letters. So when you're achieving your goals, know that's part of it. Plan for that. Have a plan of action to achieve your goals. Be grateful for the things that you already done to remind your brain that you could do this again. Embrace fear from beginning, middle, and end. I'm not saying you look for it, you create it. Just know it's coming, and when it comes, have a plan. And I use the grateful part to get out of my fear. I use those history. Like my brain want to remind me of the stuff I made a mistake or when I got denied. I use my heart to remind me how I have grace with me. People that love me. I've achieved so much in my life already that I'll be able to do it again. So these are your three things for today. And tomorrow we'll go over the last three, and then I'm going to definitely give you some action plan for you to go over for this weekend. Don't forget, sign up for the class, sign up for the live web class that's coming up on November 11th at 6 p.m. The link is going to be attached here in the description of this podcast. I am very much looking forward to see you in the live web class, and definitely have a good night.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that would need the information. Our mission would only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.